Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. This is going to be an interesting show. Of course, all of my shows are. We're going to talk about a subject that some people think it's funny. Some people think that fat people are funny, and they like to make fun of fat people. And sometimes fat people think they have to be funny, because if they're not, people are not going to love them. Well, you know what? It's not a funny subject. Unfortunately, there are 325,145,963 people in America. And I think they said 3/4 of us are obese. Now, this is pretty bad. There, I was looking on the net, and I found a little over 30 shows about obese people. And I was going to discuss this with my foot taller than me twin, CJ, but she's caught the California crud. I just got over the California crud. I hope I didn't give it to her. But that cotton-picking crud, we're not used to rain in California, and it rained a while ago. Oh, my God. And it rained, and Californians will catch the crud. Hopefully not the flu. The killer flu is going around. And it gets your ears, it gets your nose, it gets your voice. I had a hard time talking for a while. That's not good for radio people. So poor CJ is at home drinking tea with honey and lemon, and probably fighting with that little green blob you see on TV, the Mucinex guy. So get well, CJ. We're praying for you. So we're going to talk about this, because when I do rants with my people, the biggest rant I get is about obesity in America. So here's this thing. It's a double-edged sword. When I started my life as a model, I was like a teeny tiny little thing. I'm only 5'2", and it was like a little bitty size, 4, which in those, they've changed the sizes now. And then I started getting bigger and bigger, and I don't eat. I just don't want to eat. But I had a medical condition, and believe it or not, people, you can get large without being an overeater. And everybody says, nah, you're lying. Nah, you're lying. They put me in the hospital and fed me 500 calories a day, walked me all over the wards and cotton picking. I just kept getting bigger. Some people don't overeat. So yeah, people can get obese. Well, in those days, they still thought you were fat, lazy, smelled terrible, and you're just awful. Oh, shame on you. So in those days, being fat was a horrible, horrible thing. So it doesn't matter how smart you are, how pretty you are. The biggest thing I got was, oh, you have such a pretty face. Just lose some weight and you'll be nice. Ew. So fat shaming is going around like crazy. Well, now that I've lost all the weight, and I'll tell you how, now there's a whole other thing, and it's love your body, big is beautiful. Ah, so we have two kinds of shows on TV. One is get rid of it and fat shaming. The other one is love yourself, and we have shows like My Big Fat Beautiful Life, The Big Fat Truth, My Big Fat Fabulous Life. So I'm going to talk to you about some of these shows, and then please do call in, because I'm alone here. There's time to talk to me about this. And let's talk about, is it good to be fat and love yourself? Is it not good to be fat and love yourself? At one point, is it okay to be big and beautiful and okay in your skin? At what point is it not? And at what point do you want to do something about that, because it's unhealthy? It's okay to be a little overweight. The healthy BMI, if you want to do a BMI, that's body mass index, is 18 to 25. And Dr. Nalzardian, that does a show, My 600-Pound Life, where he takes people who have a BMI anywhere from like 50 to 100. Now, I'm telling you that normal is 18 to 25. He's got people who have BMIs of 50 to up to 100. You can just imagine that if you've never seen the show. I think it's on the E! Entertainment. I'm not sure. These people are enormous. Some of them cannot even walk. He's got people that weigh 600 to 1,000 pounds. This is now beyond the point where it's healthy to do that. So at what point do you want to do something about your weight? At what point is it big and beautiful? At what point do you want to do something about it? So we're going to get into that part of it. And then we want to get into the part of it where, how do you have enough money to support eating like that? Or, in my case, I didn't even eat like that. But at what point do you need nursing care, help around the clock? How do you pay for that? And then if you do decide to do the surgery, how do you pay for that? If you watch my 600-pound life, oh, wow, they get the surgery. Everything's wonderful. Hey, guys, how do you pay for that? And then we're going to talk about, yeah, you lose 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 pounds. Guess what, guys? You got another whole person worth of skin left over. Do you want to get rid of that? Because that's more aggravating than carrying around the fat, carrying around another person worth of skin. Okay, you need to get rid of that. Cool. How do you pay for that? And you know what? It's not fun. People think, oh, I go in, I have a surgery, I wake up the next day, boom, I'm thin. No, no. There's a lot of process that goes on. Not only how do you pay for that, how do you live with that process? It's not easy. So today we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of being thin, being fat, going back to thin. Where do you want to be on that spectrum? It's a giant bell curve. And you guys, if you'd like to call in and talk about it, let's talk about it. The good, the bad, and the ugly of weight and weight in our society. So if you want to see some interesting facts about that, you can go to CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, believe it or not, cdc.gov. They will give you a lot of information. And it really is mind-boggling when you go there and see the information. You're not, wherever you are on the spectrum, you're definitely not alone. That's the good news. So you can go there, look up the information, see where you are, and then decide where you want to be on that spectrum, if you want to change, if you want to stay. And then from there, I'm going to give you some places you can go. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the culture first. We're going to talk about all these shows. And if you guys are there and listening and you want to call in, tell me if you've seen some of these shows, because I certainly have not seen them all. But I have seen some of them, and I'm going to tell you what my son and daughter-in-law said about watching some of these shows, because it's kind of brainwashing to watch some of them. It's like you watch them and you go, ooh, yeah. Is it a good thing to watch these shows? Is it reinforcing your habits or making you not do what they're doing? What do you think about that? I mean, I watch one particular one. I'll tell you which one I watch. And it helps me keep the weight off, because only 5% of people, I lost 150 pounds, only 5% of the people keep it off. And I've kept it off since the year 2000. And I'm not on a diet. I just keep it off. So are watching these shows reinforcing or not reinforcing? I don't exercise. I'm hemiplegic. I don't exercise. I don't diet. I just keep it off, and I'll tell you how I do that. So when we come back, let's discuss that. We'll be right back. The good, the bad, and the ugly of weight.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the good, the bad, and the ugly of weight. And so we're going to talk about some of these shows. And before we talk about the different shows, I was watching one just as I was preparing this material, and there is a gorgeous, gorgeous model who broke through the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Pardon my I have a cough drop in my mouth, too. And she's Ashley Graham, and she's a plus-size model, and to me, that's not even plus-size. She's just curvy and gorgeous, and so is her mother. And so she's got a website, if you want to go there, called Swimsuits for All. And she has the most beautiful swimsuits for curvy women. And, you know, back in the day when Marilyn Monroe was the epitome of female, just pulchritude, gorgeous, women had meat on their body. You know, that was to be admired. And when you go, I'm a Navy wife, and when we lived in Bangkok and I was pretty hefty, they went, oh, she's gorgeous, because to them, if you have a little meat on your bones, that means that you're making some money and you're prosperous, and that's cool. So a little plus size is not a bad thing. So I don't see anything wrong with being a little bit meaty, but some of these shows, I'm going to name the shows, and if you guys have ever seen them, I have not seen all of them, but here's some of the 30 that I've seen. I've dug up from the internet, not seen all of them. I don't know why they're all there, and I don't know whether they're encouraging or discouraging you. And why are we so voyeuristic about other people's immensity? Why are we watching this? I couldn't catch every station that they're on. One is called Heavy. Now, that was a documentary series about severe obesity and what they were going to do about it. That was kind of interesting. The Biggest Loser, I think a lot of people have seen that. They were trying to help people lose weight. That's really cool. That's a boot camp. But after you leave boot camp and you don't have people yelling in your ear, exercise, exercise, do this, eat this, you're going to get it back again. So I don't know that I like that one. Next one is the Bad Girls Club, and they just decided to have a plus size edition. ABC has a show called Family Huge. Then there's The Big Fat Truth, and of course The 600 Pound Life. And I do watch that show, and we're going to talk about that, because I really, really admire Dr. Nalzardian and how he's saving people's lives. There's another one, Family by the Ton, and the whole bunch of them, the whole family, are enormous, and we'll talk about that one. I Used to Be Fat. That's cool. If they stay thin and they can tell you how to stay that way, that's cool. Another one, Fat Families. Another one, My Big Fat Fabulous Life. Okay, that's cool, but don't encourage people to do that. Supersized versus skinny. I have not seen that one, but that might be interesting. Too fat for 15. Now, let me tell you, along the way here, there are, like I said, illnesses and conditions that can cause some of this. There's one called Prader-Willi syndrome, and the poor people have a gene problem. Their genetics cause them to overeat. It's not their problem. So unless they explain some of these things, I'm not sure watching people suffer is a good idea. Okay, this one makes me crazy. This really makes me crazy. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Have you ever seen Here Comes Honey Boo Boo? Because that thing's just crazy. It makes Southerners look nuts. I'm from Texas, and I just hate that because they're just a bunch of rednecks making you look nuts. So I don't know about that one. And then there's Ruby. Ruby was an enormous lady, and I don't know if she's even still around. I am Jazz. Secret eaters. Do you ever stash food places so they don't know you're eating? Okay. The Fat Doctor. I have not seen that one, but hopefully he's helping people not be fat. Super Slim Me. And I hope to goodness they're not promoting anorexia, because that'll kill you faster than fat will. Dance Your Ass Off. That's kind of cute. It's promoting exercise, and dancing is wonderful. More to Love. I assume that's promoting fat, and I'm not sure I'm happy with that one. Fat March. I don't know. Do they march around to try and take the fat off? I haven't seen that one. This one's kind of cute. I don't know that it's all that helpful because it only has one purpose. Shedding for the wedding. You know, they had another one. It was, I can't remember the name of it. It was something like Swans, something like that. But they made these people beautiful. They had they lost weight, had plastic surgery. They did all this stuff. Really cool, but they made them so gorgeous. So the two of them are gorgeous. What happens when they have a baby and the baby is ugly as sin? Because they made over the parents. So the parents don't look like themselves, but ding dong, guys, there's genetics in here. So the two of them, these two gorgeous people have this baby and they go, ah! You know, why are we making all this emphasis on looks? Isn't it the gorgeousness that's inside you that counts? Dang. So I don't know about this shedding for the wedding thing. You look pretty in the pictures. I don't even know where my wedding album is. We were trying to show it to somebody the other day. My husband and I have been married, well, just February 1st, we had our 49th wedding anniversary. We've been together 54 years. I don't even know where my wedding pictures are. And you know what? I don't care. He's still gorgeous. I don't care. So I don't know, shedding for the wedding. And then Fat Actress, that was, I can't remember her name, but she was in Cheers. She was the really tall lady in Cheers, and she keeps getting fat, and getting thin, getting fat, and getting thin. She's still a great actress. Who cares? Celebrity Fit Club, a bunch of fat celebrities trying to get thin. Obese, a year later, Save My Life. Okay. One Big Happy Family, and emphasis on the big there. They had that in capitals. So you can just guess on that one. Another one, Big Medicine. I think they do the same surgeries that Dr. Now does. Skin Tight. That one's funny. Skin Tight is the people that have all that extra skin, and they want it removed. One lady duct taped herself to make all the skin, not hang around everywhere. My Giant Life. And then this one is interesting. My 600-pound life, where are they now? Because you want to see what's happened after they've lost all that weight. And the other one, My Child Can't Stop Eating. And again, they're going to blame the parents for everything when kids are huge. And it could be a simple thing as, like, you know, disorders. Prader-Willi syndrome. There are disorders where you have a ghrelin or other deficiencies, and it's a genetic thing, and they can't fix it right now. They can do some hormone replacement. A lot of kids have problems with thyroid. I take Synthroid. It's a synthetic thyroid. My sister had it so bad, she was like, oh, I don't know how big. She was like three times my size when she died. And they removed her thyroid and put her on stuff. It just happens. So guys, don't be so judgmental sometimes. Now, there are some fat celebrities that revel in that, and some of them are fat. Amy, who is in the Pitch Perfect movies, if you saw that, she is one heck of a singer, and she likes being huge. Motormouth Mabel in Hairspray, that was actually a John Travolta in drag, and he was adorable. Tracy Turnblatt, who was actually the fat actress that played the rebel dancer in Hairspray, the movie. And then Divine, and that was a guy in drag, in the movie Pink Flamingos. There are some guys that just, guys and gals, who just enjoy being huge. But then there are others, if you know Star Jones, she's a lawyer, black lawyer, beautiful lady, and she was ginormous. She was started out on The View, and she didn't mind being heavy until she had a heart attack. Then she said, ooh, nope, got to fix that. And she, I think she had a bypass, I'm not sure, but she lost weight, and she was on The View today, and she is gorgeous now. And she said, you know what, your weight is your business, but I like my heart. So I got down to a weight that my heart could appreciate. So there's the thing. You can watch all these shows, and you can be inspired by the ones that get thin, and you can be inspired by the ones that love themselves fat. I really don't care, but this is a health empowerment show. And I want you to be healthy, and especially my veterans, because this is a show for veterans. And what I'm finding is that the trauma that caused my veterans to want to be helped a lot of times causes them to be overweight. It's not always that they eat too much. There's a thing called cortisol, the stress hormone. Cortisol will make you gain weight even if you're staring at a plate full of lettuce. And I want y'all to be thin and happy if you want to be thin and happy. There are ways to do that. So today we're talking about weight loss surgery. If you want to do that, cool. The morbidly obese, super morbidly obese, go to people like Dr. Nazardian. And if you want to watch The 600-Pound Life, I watch it just to see people be successful and happy. And not everyone's a success. Sometimes you have to go get therapy and find out why you are the way you are. And then you can go ahead and be on the road to weight loss. My veterans, I have a free clinic, and when we do weight loss surgery, the first thing I say is, do you want to lose the weight? Is there something blocking you? And we ask the subconscious first. So because I'm a hypnotherapist, that's my second doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy, the first thing you need to do is ask your subconscious, because your conscious is only like 8%. It doesn't really run you. Your unconscious or subconscious runs you. Get a nice hypnotherapist, go, or find somebody that can ask your unconscious, do you really want to lose the weight? If you really do, and you're really ready, then let's get at it. If you don't, it's like quitting smoking. Somebody comes to me and they say, I want to quit smoking. We get a nice trance going, and I ask, do you really want to quit smoking? If you do, then let's do it. If you don't, you aren't going to do it. Your unconscious, that other, what is that? I'm bad at math, 82% or something, 92%. That's the part, the other part of you, the unconscious part, is the part that does that. Now, if you want to do that, I could never lose weight because I don't like to lose. Never worked. What I finally did is I learned to, and your unconscious does pictures. What I finally did was I pictured myself a size 6. Boom, now I'm a size 6. Amazing. Your unconscious likes pictures. Your unconscious will do what it wants to do, not what you want to do. Get your unconscious to tell you what it wants to do, and you will do it. So let's talk about that when we come back. We'll talk about what do you want to do, and if you want to do these things, I'm going to tell you what it costs to do and what you're going to be in for if you do it. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what I went through to do it. Wow. What an endeavor it was. But it was worth it. It's the best thing that ever happened in my life. I'll tell you when we get back. See you on the other side.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, angels. Now, let's talk about this business of wanting to lose weight. There's lots of ways to lose weight. And a lot of people think that this bypass surgery is a good thing. Well, yeah, it is. It's a good thing for a lot of reasons for a lot of people. However, one, you need to be in that morbidly obese thing. And that's to have a BMI that's a body mass index maybe of 40 or so. You need to be a good 100 pounds or more overweight. It's not a magic cure. And it's the thing is, a lot of doctors want you to go somewhere and have some counseling first and lose. I know Dr. Nazarian, he'll make you go and prove that you can lose 40 or 50 pounds on your own first. You need to prove that it's not, that you can maintain a sensible diet. In my case, I never overate. I was, I had a brain tumor. And the brain tumor messed around with all the hormones in my head and everywhere else. Your gut is your second brain. That's an interesting fact most people don't know. And then I was paralyzed. I got paralyzed on my right side. So I didn't do a whole lot of exercising. So, and also the reason I gained weight was I had too many intestines in there. So all they did was rewire me and boom, 100 pounds came off. It was real easy. I did not have to have that kind of counseling. If you're an overeater, yeah, you do. So think about that. If you could never lose weight because you're overeating, think about that. They're not going to say, "Oh yeah, cool, you can have a surgery." They're going to have you get some counseling first. So don't think that surgery is going to be a magic bullet. It's not. Then think about this: if you are not meeting their criteria for weight, you may have to look at your comorbidities. A comorbidity means, do you have heart problems? Do you have diabetes? Do you have arthritis? Do you have something wrong with your pancreas or liver? If there are other problems in the way, you still may not be able to have that surgery. So look at those things and then look at the cost of the surgery and consult with your insurance companies. Most insurances will pay for your surgery, but here's the thing. Surprise! You're going to have a whole lot of leftover meat. I'm a spiritualist, so I call this the meat suit. You came in, you know, your birthday suit. That birthday suit is your meat suit. You got that suit of meat for the rest of your life, and if you stretched it out from a size 0 to a size 3 or 4 or 5X, when you shrink it back down to a size 6, surprise, you're carrying around another person full of skin. So what I discovered, that I lost this other person and I was carrying that other person around with me and I'm half paralyzed. And surprise, there were things I could not do, like hygiene type things. It's kind of embarrassing. So I was getting some infections and things I did not want. And we went to the doctor and we said, okay, cool, that you paid for the surgery, because I'm in my husband's military medical. So I was disabled and I had Social Security disability. That's cool. They paid for that. And I have backup TRICARE. Well, that's cool. They can pay for that. So I kept going to the hospital with infections. And finally, the doctors wrote to the insurance and they said, please take off the skin. The poor lady's in, this is agony here. And they wrote back, no. Surprise! So if you think, cool, I got this approval, I'm going to have surgery, and they're going to make me half of what I was before, or a third, or even a quarter of what I was before, cool, that's great. Just know that your insurance is probably not going to pay for that extra person that you're going to have carrying around with you. This is a big deal. Sometimes, for some people, and you can look on the net, I found 5 or 6 articles that were just so compelling, I sat there and cried, of people that just were in agony, worse than when they were big, carrying around that skin. And the costs of that can vary. Like, I'm in San Diego, so it's really expensive. We had to save up about, I think it was $35,000 to $45,000 to take off all my extra skin. And if you go to Dr. Red Says on Facebook, because I'm not real great at websites, you can see me, not my whole body, but I'm down to a nice scarred up. My friends call me Frank and Sarah, because my name is Sarah. I got a lot of scars, but I fit nicely in a size 6. Size 4 now, I'm getting kind of skinny, but you can see me. Now, the average costs in this place that I looked up said, breast lift about $4,200, lower body lift about $8,000, upper arm about $5,000, thigh lift about $45,000. And then so they're averaging somewhere around $25,000. This is somewhere not San Diego, because like I said, mine was $35,000 to $45,000. And we did not do it in one shot because, you know, all in one shot will knock you out. So then you add on things like if you're in a surgical center or a hospital and doctor fees and visits, it can really wipe a bank account out. So these are some things you have to think about if you're going to do that. Now, here's an interesting thing. Being a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, I really love that stuff. I can do magic things for my veterans. Like, I can convince them that they've had a shot of morphine just by using my fingernail, and it feels like a shot. So they are out of pain just because I have hypnotized them to feel that. There is a guy out there who is selling a hypnotic gastric bypass. This is so cool. It makes you think you had a gastric bypass. So, guys, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to put surgeons out of business, but you might investigate that. I think that's really kind of cool. If you are a good hypnosis subject, and the only people that I know of that cannot be hypnotized are psychotic. So, hey, if you're still up and around and you haven't been snatched by the crazy catchers, you might investigate that. It's really cool. I looked at it. It was pretty interesting. Your brain controls your body. So think about that. Try some hypnotic stuff for weight loss if you want to try that. It makes you think your stomach has been shrunken and you pass things through your intestines faster. And see how that works. Check that out first. I know of no way to shrink skin. I'm sorry. You can imagine yourself beautiful and lovely, but you're still going to have the wrinkles. If I could make cellulite go away, oh my goodness, I would do that. I would also be filthy, filthy rich, and I would not need sponsors for this show. Cotton picking. I always need sponsors for this show. But think about that. You know, try some hypnosis first. If you want some hypnosis with me, I can do it over FaceTime. I'm not real fond of Skype, and I know my wonderful person that puts this show together with me knows how much I hate Skype. I can do FaceTime. But try some hypnosis and see about that. But those are the costs of that. And when you have surgery to remove all that stuff, the actual bypass is not that bad. They're doing it now. Mine was an open thing. I have a scar from my breastbone all the way down. Now they just do these little thingies with a laparoscope. It's real easy. But taking the skin off, man, you look like you've been zippered from one end to the other. It is quite a job. And it's not like you just go in there, they take it off, and you go home. You have drains. and you have to keep draining all the stuff from the inside. You're out for quite a while. So when you're considering this, don't just think that the stuff on TV, oh, wow, that's cool, that's easy, I'm going to do. No, it's expensive. It's time-consuming. It's quite a job. But make a little page. Take a little page and put one side pros, one side cons. How hard is it that you can't get up and walk and go to the park with your kids? You spend 6 weeks draining your body of all the stuff that you used to carry around with you. You can't go to the store for yourself and pick out your own things. You got to rely on what your cousin brought you. You got to drain for 6 weeks. Make a pro and con list and see. Can't do anything for yourself anymore. You spent your vacation money or your whatever fund to get the surgery. Make a pro and con list and decide. For me, having this surgery was the best thing that ever happened in my life. It all happened because I had a crazy brain tumor and I shouldn't even be here. This is the 30th anniversary of my surviving a brain tumor that killed Teddy Kennedy, Bo Biden, and it's working on Senator Cotton Pickin from Arizona. Why do I blank that guy out? McCain. It's a nasty, nasty brain tumor. And I was blind, paralyzed, and couldn't do anything. And here I am. So losing that weight and getting up and walking around, boy, I couldn't pay enough to do what I'm doing. And I am writing a book about it. So, yeah, it's the best thing that I ever did. And having my husband help me through it is hard on him, but I think he thinks it's the best thing we ever did. So write your pros and cons, decide whether you want to do this, but just be prepared. Bills add up. It's expensive. You're going to be out maybe 6 weeks. You can spend $15,000 to $30,000. You're going to have scars everywhere. And if you want to go somewhere like Mexico or overseas, okay, but make sure that you're going to be in an accredited hospital from the Joint Commission International. It's a United States-based nonprofit hospital commission. Make sure that you go to an accredited hospital. Make sure you've got a doctor or someplace lined up that can take care of you when you get back. Follow-up care is really, really important. And make sure if you're going to do this, that you're going to stick to it, because there are so many people that went through all of this and then they didn't follow up. How sad is that? Guys, if you're going to do this, do this. You got to stay with it, guys. 5% of people that lose weight in any kind of thing, they just go right back. Don't think, I'm eating less and then drink milkshakes. Don't say, I'm eating less and then eat every 10 minutes. If you're going to do this. Stick with it. It will save your life. People who've been diabetics, all of a sudden they're not diabetics. People who had heart problems and other things, it gets better. If you're going to do this. Because it will help save your life. It's worth the cost if you can save it up. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a hidden cost. This is the most fun hidden cost I've ever had. I'll talk about it when we get back. It's the most fun hidden cost ever. And I'll see you on the other side.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back, and I was going to tell you the one hidden cost that I really, really love, because I was not that big, but the hidden cost you have to think about is a new wardrobe and new cosmetics. And for me, hair. I didn't lose a lot of hair, but because I'm still hemiplegic, I now can walk and I can do a lot of things, but it's really hard for me to style hair. So the hair you see on my webpage is my color, and it is pretty much my style, but it's hard to fix all the time. So I wear a lot of wigs. So here's the deal. I love the Cancer Society Thrift Shop. They are cool. They have beautiful silk blouses and skirts, and they have neat stuff, and it's like $5 a blouse. I mean, I bought a silk tuxedo there for 10 bucks. So think about your wardrobe, because I just dropped a size every like week. That's the neatest hidden cost I ever had. I love new clothes. So that's a cool thing. So think about that. And then I kept changing. My face changed so much that so many people said, I don't recognize you. So I have my old, I'm an ordained minister, and I have my card with me in a minister suit, you know, with a little black thing with the white tab. And I just like look like a grape, a giant grape on top of a minister suit with my hair pulled back. And it's unrecognizable. So now, you know, if you look at me, here's this little face with all kinds of red hair everywhere, and I look totally different. So new cosmetics, new clothes, oh, it's cool. And that's what you need to do. Do not reward yourself with food. Reward yourself with new cosmetics, new shoes, new clothes. That's cool. That's what you got to do. So here's the card of the week, because you know I draw an angel and gem card. And to help you decide if you're going to have this surgery, or you're going to have the hypnosis, or if you want to consult me, drsarahmyoung.com, come to my website and I'll do a card reading for you, or Reiki, or EFT, or whatever you want to help you get through this. Here's the card. It's black obsidian, and this is a really intense, intense crystal. Have you been feeling scattered lately? Are you unable to focus on what's important? Man, your health and weight are important. Look at all that's going on around you. Prioritize your intentions. Focus on one thing at a time. Ground yourself. Go out in nature and do that. Get in your backyard. Go barefoot in your backyard. Ground yourself so that you can accomplish your goals. And this is brought to you by Surprise. The Angel of Focus. Man, do I need that. I am the most scattered human being on earth. So here's your affirmations. Try and say them three times. And you know you can get this show on archive. Just go to the voiceamerica.com site for Dr. Sarah and you'll see, I'm sorry, Dr. Red. Go there and you'll see it tomorrow. You'll see this show. It's Have I Got Skin in the Game? I am focused and stay on track until a matter or situation is settled or complete. I am focused. Stay on track until a matter or situation is settled or complete. Oh boy, do I need that one. I am focused and stay on track until a matter or situation is settled or complete. I accomplish what I set out to do. Boy, tell my book mentor. I accomplish what I set out to do. I accomplish what I set out to do. Oh, and here's the big one for me. It's not like I have ADHD. Oh, there's a squirrel. I pay attention and listen carefully. I pay attention and listen carefully. If you got a husband, you can try that one on him. I am attentive to my own needs and the needs of others. I am attentive to my own needs and the needs of others. I am attentive to my own needs and the needs of others. Man, I should hang that thing in my bathroom when I get up in the morning and just say those things. That's probably the most powerful card in the deck. You gotta take care of yourself, guys. You know, and that's the hardest thing I have with my veterans. The reason I have my clinic in the Veterans Museum is veterans are, they're so busy fighting for our country, doing stuff for other people that they won't come in for help. And God forbid they go to a hospital and look like they need help. So they go to, they don't go anywhere. They won't help. They won't ask for help. And we do have a lot of overweight veterans. So I'm talking to you guys. I'm talking to you guys. They're out, they're on disability or they're on 100% disabled and they're gaining weight and they won't ask for help. So I'm downstairs once a month at the Veterans Museum and they can go there and look like they're looking at veterans history and they can come in and come to my free clinic once a month and I can help them. Ask for help, guys. If you need help, get it. If you want help, get it. This is the Empowerment Channel. You are entitled to be your most shining, powerful self. That's why God put you here. Do it. So we get to the point where we do the rant of the week, and it's what makes you so mad that you hold your breath until you turn red and look like Dr. Red. Well, you know, I don't have a guest today because CJ is home taking care of herself, thank goodness. My rant of the week is, why do people not take care of themselves? In the airplane, they say, please put the mask on first in case of emergency, because if you have no oxygen, you can't help anybody. And cotton picking, my guest next week, are people who, that's what they do. They have a book out, The Oxygen Revolution, and they're in my old stomping grounds where I left my brain tumor, New Orleans. They have the barometric Oxygen Research Center. And do you know that barometric pressure centers can help everything from head to toe, brain tumors, brain lesions, autism, all the way down to diabetic foot sores? They can stop people from having to have amputations. How amazing is that? But, you know, they're not getting the help they need. We got to help people. So my rant is, first of all, you got to ask for help. And second of all, we got to help each other. So you guys, I'm looking for recruits right now because I'm working on a project called Merry Military Month. On my husband's birthday, November 14th, in 2016, Obama signed a thing called Warrior Care Act, and nobody knows. So I'm putting together a committee right now to start this thing, and we're going to have the 4 weeks in November because Veterans Day's in there, Thanksgiving's in there, and we're heading toward Christmas. And we're going to love veterans for an entire month. First week is going to be history. So if you know any military historians, I want to know about it. We're going to talk about the history of the military because people don't even know how many uniformed services we have, and it's not five. So if you know, send me an email or put it on my Facebook or website. It's not five uniformed services. There are more than that. Second week, we're going to talk about the past, all the history, and what has the military done for America. The third week, this is kind of like Scrooge. The third week, we're going to talk about the future. What can kids know about how great it is to be in the military? My husband's family go all the way back to the Revolution. Mine, I don't know. I know at least three generations of them. And that's pretty exciting. What can kids know about being a military officer or enlisted person? It's really exciting. In the fourth week, we're going to just love the holy heck out of them because Thanksgiving is more than just thanks for being here. It's thanks for the people who fought for us being here. So Merry Military Month. You may love or not love Trump, but he loves the military. Let's get together. Let's make a plan, and let's just go to, I don't care who we go to in the administration, and let's get this thing a national month of loving the military and getting them some help. They need it. They can't get it from the VA, so let's get it for them. And so that's my rant for the week. Next week, we're going to talk about oxygen therapy. If you want to know anything, you want to know anything about the stuff I just told you, I'm there for you. As far as the rant, remember, guys, let it out because it's okay to It's okay to flip your wig. It's not okay to lose your mind. I will see you next week with my guests from New Orleans, my favorite place except San Diego. And I'll see you next week with lots of oxygen.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.